You're listening to Florence and the PD's own Two Peas in a Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Parker of Coldwell Banker McMillan and Associates, along with my co-host.
And I'm Doug Summerford, also with Coldwell Banker McMillan and Associates.
We started this podcast to highlight all the reasons that make Florence and the PD such a great place to live, work, and play. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hi, everybody. This is Michael Parker with Two Peas in the Podcast of the PD. We've been gone quite a while because of the COVID thing. Welcome back. We're here with episode 5, and we're talking today with Vanessa Smythe of the Twisted Roots Bakery here in Florence. So we hope you guys really enjoy this episode and learn a lot. Vanessa, hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
Doug, I know that you have been frequenting Vanessa quite a bit. I certainly look at the great goodies that we got sitting here on the desk, and I can't wait to. So, Doug, why don't you talk to Vanessa a little bit about her Twisted Roots Bakery and the vegan lifestyle and what she's all about?
Well, I first met Vanessa. We were at in a yoga studio and looking over, reviewing a book that we read.
All right. Did he have yoga pants on,
no,
Vanessa?
No, thank the Lord. And, and it was, I think the book was entitled How Not to Die.
Yes.
Yes. And it was right at the beginning of when I was turning towards a vegan, more vegan lifestyle and knew I needed to make a change in my life. And it was a good place to meet. And then we got involved also within Plant Empowered Florence with Haley Valsicki. And
you did that right. That was good.
Yeah, that was good. I had to look at what I was looking at.
That was good.
Vanessa. Vanessa owns Twisted Roots Bakery. It's a home-based bakery, and she does. I've looked at her work and everything. Very, very. I could not do what you're doing. I just could not make those little curves and everything like you do on your baked products. So, Vanessa, tell us a little bit how you're married and you got some children.
Yes.
Okay. So you want to elaborate a little bit? Your husband's name is Dave, right?
Yes.
Dave. Yes.
Yeah.
And he's in sports medicine or sports trainer at West Florence High School.
Sports medicine. Yes.
Yes.
He teaches that at West Florence.
Yes.
And we have 3 children.
Okay.
We started when I noticed my youngest had allergies while he was nursing. So a lot of gastro issues. I was actually really bummed out because I knew right away that meant no more dairy and butter.
Fatty loves his butter. Yeah.
But I knew for his well-being that I needed to cut that out of my own diet. So by default, I was then vegan, plant-based. So quickly, myself and him, we both started to feel better. I could see it immediately in him. And then I took my other daughter off dairy. She always had stomach aches after yogurt. She started feeling better. And then my oldest, I said, well, you know, you could try it too. And yeah, okay, sure. I don't want to eat animals. That's weird. So she jumped on it right away. And then my husband had too many spare ribs. And that was his push too, just from stomach issues.
Yeah. Now, were they lactose intolerant? We hear that word a lot. I see it on television a lot. Or was that another issue with the dairy and your kids?
Lactose intolerant is for the milk. But what I also noticed with myself and my son was the allergy to casein, which is the cow milk protein.
Right.
So that crosses so much more. It's in a lot of products, and it can even reflect if you're nursing a baby not eating meat or even eating like chicken could affect a nursing baby. Okay.
Do you think the milk we drink now that the dairy farmers and everything, they work hard and they do a good job, but the milk is loaded with pretty much infection, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish this was a video podcast. Yes. And y'all can see the look on the face.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not an expert. I don't have any degrees in anything, but from everything that I've read and all the research that I've done and the How Not to Diet and How Not to Die book and everything that I look into, you know, I always make sure that it's coming from a doctor. It's coming from a reliable source. But yes, the cows are just forced to give milk all day. They're hooked up to machines all day.
And it rubs them raw and they have infections.
Yes.
And all that gets in our milk.
Yes. They're getting mastitis, just like a woman can get nursing a baby, and that hurts. And then they give them antibiotics, which is then getting into your milk.
Right. And so the government knows this. And so they say the government allows 175,000 somatic pus cells per cc of dairy.
Yes.
That's what the government allows because they know it's going to be in there.
I want a big glass of ice cold milk right
there. You go.
Doesn't that really make a glass of milk?
Ice cold infection.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. That's right. So, well, tell us a little bit about Twisted Roots. How did you get started? I mean, you know, you got started from your son, but what made you just say, hey, lights on and I want to do this?
His birthday. I knew he obviously needed a cake and I didn't know of anybody local that would be able to make that. And I didn't trust anybody local to cater to his dietary needs.
Right.
So I learned how to make him a vegan cake. And from there, and I was tired of making three or four different meals for everybody. So I said, everyone's eating vegan. It's me and Killian need this. So you guys have to eat just like us. Right. When we go out, you can eat whatever you want. But everyone felt so much better that it was just like, no, I don't want to eat meat. I don't want to eat milk or anything.
Well, folks out there in podcast land would like to know, what is a vegan cake? What is it? What does it have in it? And what doesn't it have in it?
So it doesn't have milk, cow milk. It doesn't have cow butter. It doesn't have eggs. And then, so what I do is I replace it with vegan butter. And for egg, I will use flax meal.
Yeah.
And also aquafaba. That's a big fancy word for basically bean broth.
Bean broth.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Can I have some bean broth with my big glass of milk?
I like to hashtag bean juice.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really the cooked bean juice.
Right.
And it whips up and acts just like an egg.
Okay.
So that's in a lot of the products too.
It's amazing.
Well, what type of things do you bake, Vanessa?
Cakes, cupcakes, the sugar cookies.
Right.
And
those look great. I've got my coffee sitting over here, but I've got milk in it. I'm sorry.
I also do brownies, and I've been working a lot more with gluten-free. So the brownies are gluten-free. Mm-hmm. I can do gluten-free cupcakes and cakes, and I'm working right now on donuts and cinnamon rolls.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, I make cinnamon rolls, but it's loaded with all the bad stuff. Yes.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. Well, how's business been? How have you been received here in Florence so far?
Good.
How long have you been doing this?
I opened up not this past December, before that. So I finally, I got my license that December because Haley was hosting the Veg Fest here in Florence, and I needed to have my license and be a legitimate business to be able to sell.
Right.
So that kind of kickstarted everything for me.
Yeah.
And so Veg Fest was the first event. I was not prepared. I completely sold out, and I didn't sit for about 2 hours straight. So I was very well received at Veg Fest.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then I've been at the farmer's market. And done a lot of custom orders too.
Well, get ready, because when this podcast goes out to all the many thousands of people and listeners we have, you're going to be swamped. That's what Guy Fieri tells everybody on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. You know, just be hold back because you're going to be swamped.
Well, this is a neat product, and you know, it's definitely, if I'm not mistaken, you're the only one doing this in Florence. Is that right?
I know there's other people that can bake without dairy or, you know, vegan products.
And
but I don't know exactly what's in their products.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
So I got into a little bit more of the healthy eating, but it did not translate very well into my sweet eating and my coffee drinking.
Right.
So, you know, your products look great. I can't wait to try them. So tell everybody where, Doug, put those back. Tell everybody where they can find you.
Since I am a cottage food baker, I bake from home. so people can order from me. They can see my Instagram, my Facebook, my phone number's everywhere, and they can contact me through there. Or I am going to be at the farmer's market actually this weekend, and I'll be back there again in June too. So I try to get there as much as I can.
That's great. That is such a great service to Florence, that farmer's market, and what a great facility
it is
out there. Yes. So everybody go, please look up Twisted Roots Bakery with Vanessa Smythe. And I'm looking at her Facebook page right now, and boy, look at the pictures of these goodies. They look awesome. Check out the Facebook
page.
It's Twisted Roots Bakery on Facebook. Vanessa, thank you so much for being here. I hope we didn't torture you too much with our craziness.
And I want to add one thing to it. I'm a firm believer. I've lost 50 pounds by going vegan and cutting out dairy, just mainly cutting out dairy. Now, occasionally I'll slip up and have to eat a cow every once in a while, you know, but for the most part, no. Dropped 50 pounds. Now, I've gained a little bit back during the knee replacement and everything, but the folks, let me tell you something. Check out Plant Empowered Florence with Haley Valsicki. Check out Jane Madden's. What's Jane Madden's? Do you remember?
She works with Haley.
I know, but she has a
Facebook group. No oil
Facebook page. Yes. Check all that out. Check out Vanessa's, especially the Twisted Roots Bakery, of how you can enjoy the good things in life. They look very pretty. She's a very talented artist as well as a talented cook. And so we look forward to, thank you for these goodies you brought us this morning.
Sure.
And we look forward to getting this on the podcast.
You're the
woman.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, Vanessa. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks so much, folks, for tuning in to the Two Peas in a Podcast. We hope that you found this content today very useful and informative. We'll be dropping more episodes often as we can, so if you have any topics or guests that you'd like to see featured, be sure to reach out to us. See you soon.
See you soon, everybody. Thank you so much.